الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran, the sciences of the Quran Sharif. Before we get on to the verses which we were discussing yesterday of Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, what he considered to be abrogated, that is by Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, tonight being the 25th night, we need some encouragement. Those who are senior, elderly, and they need it most because they struggle to read sometimes the Quran Sharif, and yet they're still striving, and sometimes they are demotivated or despondent. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal tells you in the very Quran Sharif, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not be despondent of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should always be respondent and not despondent. Respondent to the calls and commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not be despondent, because that is the very definition of Iblis. Ablasa yublisu Iblisa, that means to lose hope. Iblis has lost hope. There's no hope for him till the day of Qiyamah, thereafter, forever and ever he is accursed. And we seek protection every time we recite the Quran Sharif. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Verse 98, Surah An-Nahl, Chapter 16. So, we, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I seek protection with Allah. And, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, I seek protection with Allah from Shaitan, the accursed, the rejected one. So, I was saying to you that you are perhaps in your late stages and you need it the most, because struggling to read Quran Sharif can be still you're not getting that enjoyment that you want because you haven't practiced enough in your early days. Yes, that regret is natural and it should be there. That is part of your tawbah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who turn to Him and turn to Him in abundance. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. But there are some people, here's some a note of encouragement, there are some people who accepted Islam, they didn't even learn to even say Alif Ba Ta as yet, and they passed away. We know of people personally that their father passed away. They just accepted Islam and later that day they passed away. They didn't even get a chance to learn Alif Ba Ta. Your intention is important, and your rectification, desire for it, your way going forward now, this is vital and important. Well, let's give you a real source of hope and a real source of encouragement. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of this hadith. She says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-mahiru bil-Qur'ani ma'as-safarati al-kiram al-barara, that a person who recites the Quran Sharif, he is mahir. You know Sheikh Mahir? Yeah, so he's proficient. He's a professional in the recitation, well-versed in the Quran Sharif. He will be in the company of those angels who are scribes. He will be in the company of those angels who are scribes. مَعَسَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ, he will be with those angels who are scribes. Now what about you who is suffering, struggling? Is there motivation for you? Yes, remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is sent as a mercy to the entire universe. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tonight being the night of the 25th, the odd night, as well as a big night, Thursday night, Jummah, Laylatul Jummah. So what must you be doing? You must be reciting a lot of Durood Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Suratul Anbiya, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy to the entire universe. To the entire universe. So you, O seeker, O person who is feeling that, you know what, I'm a bit old and I should have taken advantage of my youth, and you're struggling, well, not, let's not give up hope. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ, that person who recites the Quran Sharif, وَيَتَتَعْتَأُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ لَهُ أَجْرَانِ, that person who recites the Quran Sharif and he is struggling, he falters in reading the Quran Sharif and has to exert hard for learning, he gets double the reward. So yeah, look, to read the Quran Sharif wrong is wrong. But to read the Quran Sharif, to learn, and you are making mistakes, but you keep on trying, striving to correct your mistakes, and to read it under, that's the only way you can do it, is by going to that person who is well versed in the Quran Sharif. And you can approach anyone in your family that is a mahram to you. You go and you say that, you know what, I need to learn the Quran Sharif. Huffad in the family. And we're not saying ghair mahram, but it must be proper. So there you learn. And tell him that who are the best of people. Khairun nas man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. That the best. Khairukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran Sharif. So benefit both ways. You become the best. I become the best. Here we become people who are having the best occupations. The learner and the teacher. Both. So there, we always make the announcement. If you in surrounding areas in Indonesia and you want to learn the Quran Sharif, you may contact us. Inshallah, we'll see where we can make a slot to fit in something to help and assist. And no charges or anything, for the pleasure of Allah. So yeah, a person who reads the Quran Sharif and he falters and he still strives, he goes on trying, struggling, then for him, he gets double the reward. So on this night, let's not waste any time and let's see how we can get closer and closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now coming back to Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, we turn to this verse in Suratul Ahzab. So, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. La yahillu laka an-nisa. من أزواج ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج ولو أعجبك حسنهن إلا ما ملكت يمينك وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا.
Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, besides these, meaning besides these wives, it is not lawful for you. Allah is addressing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Suratul Ahzab, and this is chapter 33, verse 52. لا يحل لك النساء من بعد. It is not lawful for you to take more wives after this. Nor should you, ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج. And nor should you exchange them for other wives. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ حُسْنُهُنْ, and even though their beauty may please you. So this here is the verse of the Quran Sharif. Now, if you see, according to this verse, it was not lawful for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to marry any more women. Later, this was abrogated through a verse that occurs before it, in the present sequence of Quranic surahs and verses. It is, and this one here, if you turn to verse 50. So now we turn to verse number 50. And here, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أحللنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك وبنات عمك وبنات عماتك وبنات خالك وبنات خالاتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين.
The verse continues, but here we just want to draw your attention. According to this verse, the one that we recited, then you will see it was abrogated through this verse. So if you saw that verse, which we recited to you, verse 52 of Surah Al-Ahzab, was abrogated through a verse that came just before it, and it was this verse which was being recited now. This verse, verse 50 of Surah Al-Ahzab. يا أيها النبي إن أحللنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن. O Prophet, we have made lawful for you your wives whom you have given their mahar. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi and others say that the earlier restriction was abrogated through this verse. But in fact, abrogation in this verse was not definite. If you see its explanation as given by Hafidh Ibn Jarir, is to a great extent straightforward and simple. He has said that the two verses were revealed in their present order. In verse 15, O Prophet, we have named some particular categories of women as being lawful for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in verse 50, besides these, it is not lawful. It has been specified that women belonging to categories other than these verses were not lawful for him. So the fourth verse, then it goes on to the fourth verse where Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah explains, but our time has come to an end now. So we say Jazakumullahu Khairan wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.